from. Assistance. If this all confuses you, so tell me why.
Music for you from Reba McEntire and Why Haven't I Heard From You here on 840 Country KTIC. Well, it's a quarter to quarter to 2 o'clock, and normally at this time we'd have auction time, but again, there's no auctions for today for auction time on 840 KTIC, so we'll get right into your afternoon business report. Google is removing some search results in Europe to comply with a strict privacy ruling made by the European Union's top court that enables citizens to ask for the removal of embarrassing personal information that pops up on a search for their names. But now British media is accusing Google of censorship. The Guardian newspaper says six articles have been removed in what it calls a challenge to press freedom. The BBC says it has a blog entry removed and also had four articles removed from Mail Online. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed above 17,000 for the first time after the U.S. government reported a big gain in hiring last month. The government said this morning that employers added about 288,000 workers for the month of June, far more than economists were expecting. The U.S. trade deficit fell in May as U.S. exports hit an all-time high, helped by a jump in exports of petroleum products. Imports dipped slightly. The Commerce Department says the trade deficit narrowed 5.6% in May to $44.4 billion after hitting a two-year high of $47 billion in April. Well, Wall Street has closed for the week, but here is how the numbers ended for today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 92, NASDAQ finished up 28, and the S&P 500 finished up 11. And that is a look at your afternoon business report here on 840 Country KTIC. Right now we have 77 degrees here in West Point. Jesse with you today till the top of the hour, and then Seth Bomber takes the radio station through the rest of the afternoon, and he also will get you through your evening hours as well. Keep in mind that this Sunday, it's the 27th annual Northeast Nebraska Toy Show, Sunday from 9 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It will take place at the Lifelong Learning Center at Northeast Community College in Norfolk. Admission $3, kids under 12, get in for free. Door prizes will also be given away this Sunday. If you need more info, go ahead and visit our website. It's KTICradio.com. Also, we're getting closer to the Dodge Days American Cancer Society 5K Run Walk. This is coming up next Saturday on July 12th with registration at 7 o'clock that morning. The race will start at 8. Again, this is Saturday on the 12th at the Dodge Public School Gymnasium. Registration forms are available at area businesses. You can also contact Neil for more information. Neil, you can contact him via email. His address is neilvan@yahoo.com. Again, N-E-I-L-V-A-N, neilvan@yahoo.com. And also, the first annual West Point Beamer Golf Program Fundraiser Scramble is coming up on Monday the 14th. This will start that afternoon at 1 at the Indian Trails Country Club in Beamer. It's a four-person scramble. It can be men's teams, women's teams, and mixed teams. $45 per person. It's $180 per team. It includes a cart, flag prizes, and a meal afterwards. You must be registered, though, by the 7th, just 4 days away from today. To register or to get more info, give them a call at 402-870-0633. Again, that's 402-870-0633. 70-06-33.
An iconic American city, which has struggled since the recession, is now making a comeback. Las Vegas is seeing money pour in with the news that two resorts will be renovated and rebranded. Caesars Entertainment says it's investing over $200 million to overhaul The Quad, an aging hotel on the Vegas Strip. Westgate plans to restore LV8, formerly known as the Las Vegas Hilton. Both positive signs that you shouldn't bet against Vegas.
Some microorganisms, including bacteria, are bad, but some are beneficial, which is good because they're all over your smartphone and you are carrying the same specimens on your hands. Researchers at the University of Oregon found 82% of the most common bacteria on people's fingertips also were on their phones, meaning perhaps those phones could be used as sensors to help doctors monitor your health as you're going mobile.
Music for you from Tracy Lawrence is on the way next. Right now, though, here's a song from Alabama, going back to 81 with Feels So Right on 840 Country KTIC 77 in West Point.
Whisper to me softly, breathe words upon my skin. No one's near and listening, so please don't say goodbye. Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips to mine. Feel so right. Just hold me close and love me.
Because of the brave.
They were of every racial stock and every religious faith. This is our heritage and this is our true glory.
A salute to our American heroes this Independence Day. From 840 KTIC.
What would you say if I told you I was sorry, and that I've come to realize life means nothing without you? Would you take my hand? Would you forgive this man for ever doubting your love is true? Could you find it in your heart to let me try and make it up to you? Yesterday, a jealous man. Today, a lonely fool. I let love slip right through my hands. From now on, I'll be proud when other men notice you. Instead of getting mean and loud like I used to do, find some mercy in your heart and we'll make another start at the love that we once knew. I won't hurt you anymore. I'm gonna trust you now and never question you. Yesterday, a jealous man. Today, a lonely fool. I let love slip right through my
for our 4th of July celebration.
We're setting off musical fireworks inside your radio. 840 KTIC.
Very best, 'cause I've got a problem. I'm gonna drink off my
840 KTIC West Point. The information channel on your radio is number one for agriculture, markets, weather, and local news. On the air, on your phone, and online at KTICradio.com.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The testimony is disturbing. It took place today in the trial of Justin Ross Harris. The Georgia man is charged with murder. He's accused of leaving his 22-month-old son inside a hot car to die last month.
The young boy was year-and-a-half-year-old Cooper Harris. Surveillance cameras caught his father, Ross, leaving him in a hot car, with the heat eventually killing the boy. Prosecutors outlining evidence that the father may have planned to kill his son by watching videos of how someone could die in a hot car.
According to our examination, he viewed it on June 13th.
Police investigator Phil Stoddard saying that that was 5 days before he'd killed Ross Harris's son in the car. New evidence also showing that his mother had viewed how people die in overheated cars videos on the internet. Andy Field, ABC News.
For the first time in history, the Dow closed above 17,000. Carrie Leahy with Decision Economics says we could see a lot more closings above the mark.
Unless the market treats the better economic news in some kind of a perverse notion saying it's good for the economy, it's good for company earnings and profitability, but it might lead to higher interest rates from the Fed, so I should sell stocks. If you don't believe that logic is going to dominate over the next couple of months, it's hard to imagine you won't stay above 17,000 level.
The markets closed early because of the July 4th holiday. A robust jobs report helped push the Dow to that benchmark. The government says 288,000 jobs were created in June, enough to push unemployment down nationally to 6.1%. Republicans say that too many Americans, however, are still looking for work. The Carolina coast preparing for a not-so-welcome visit from Hurricane Arthur. The first storm of the Atlantic season could arrive late tonight or early tomorrow. Some people have been told to leave, others like this woman on Atlantic Beach, say they've been told to hunker down at home.
They're telling people to come on in, go to your beach homes, but stay put, don't get in the water. Go on with your plans, but just don't go out once the storm hits.
In Boston, officials decided to move the 4th of July celebrations to tonight to avoid problems from Arthur. This is ABC News.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzyme that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has she